Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, my co-host Luckett Pieris. Yes, we start another fresh week. We sincerely hope all of you will have a great week ahead. Right, let's go straight into Qatar. The Rising Stars competition comes to an end and Pakistan have been crowned as champions with Bangladesh as runners-up and Sri Lanka have been placed number 3 in this 8-team competition. It was a great game, in all honesty. I mean, it was something that the crowds would have expected. Very challenging, both Pakistan and, of course, Bangladesh. Bangladesh did very well, won the toss, wanted the opposition to bat first, and Pakistan was in great trouble, ultimately being bowled out for 125. But then remember that Pakistan have a very good bowling attack. I mean, their spin attack, the two spinners, exquisite, isn't it? They can just fit into the national side. And what happened here was Bangladesh too were 125 for 9 in their allotted 20 overs. So the next option is the super over, in which Bangladesh managed to win by 1 run and be crowned as champions. So 125 each, both teams, in the super over. Sadly, it was Bangladesh. I mean, they, in fact, it was a very, very close contest, there is no doubt. But unfortunately, they just couldn't get over the line. They lost the 2 wickets for 6 runs, and Pakistan got there by 7 runs, thus winning this prestigious trophy. I thought Pakistan cricket has now reached a fantastic level, because even their national team yesterday, playing against Zimbabwe, thumped them by a massive margin of 69 runs. Pakistan made 195 runs for the loss of 5 wickets. Shahibad Farhan, mind you, the man who made 80 against Sri Lanka, back again among the runs. He made 63. Babar Azam, 74. Fakhar Zaman, fantastic all-rounder, 27 runs in just 10 deliveries. Saw that knock, he was fantastic. As far as Zimbabwe are concerned, they were simply flashed around to all parts of the park, because we all know what a strong batting line-up that Pakistan national team does have. Sikandar Raza got among the wickets, but by his standards, he took only 2 wickets for 39 runs, pretty expensive. Zimbabwe just could not face the seam and spin of Pakistan. Bowled out for 126 in 19 overs. Ryan Burl did well to be unbeaten on 62. Sikandar Raza, their best player and captain, made 23. But as far as the bowling is concerned, Usman Tariq is another star that's rising in Pakistan. 4 for 18 and Mohammad Nawaz 2 for 21. So Pakistan cricket is on a high right now. They are just getting to the standards of what India are getting into, and that's good to see. Remember, they won the Emerging Stars Championship, beating Bangladesh yesterday, correction, and they've completely outplayed Zimbabwe in the T20 version, because Zimbabwe too is a very strong T20 team. And we all know that they've been just dominating Sri Lanka. We'll come to all that later. Right, now then, let's go across to India. South Africa made a mammoth total of 489 in the second test against India. Senuran Muthusamy, 109. Marco Jansen, 93. And Kyle Vereen, the wicketkeeper, 45. Now here, this is something that I'd like to insist and prove the importance of having the lower order batters alongside tail enders to be competitive with the below as well. Because modern day cricket, you can't be a specialist only in one discipline. Right, you can be a specialist in two disciplines. I mean, there are some exceptionally great batters who are also very good on the field in slip catching. But then the lower order should be able to use the below. And look at Marco Jansen. Best test figure, 93, and also Muthusamy, 109, the spinner. wonderful effort by South Africa, proving they are truly world champions in Test cricket. India had close of play, were 9 for no loss. As far as the Indian bowling is concerned, Bumrah took 2 for 75, Mohammad Siraj 2 for 45, Kuldeep Yadav 4 for 115, expensive by his standards, and Jadeja, taking to the cleaners a bit, isn't it? 2 for 94. Today, Sri Lanka will play Zimbabwe in the T20 Tri-Nation Series against, in the Tri-Nation Series in which Pakistan is also taking part. And in all honesty, correction, sorry for that. But then, in all honesty, Zimbabwe will come out as strong favourites. Well, that's it from me and Lakit Peris. Do enjoy the rest of the week. We'll come back to you tomorrow with more of the latest. Bye for now.